Welcome back. Welcome back to Greenbox Gaming. I'm your handler, Brad. We're making our way through campaign Music from a Darkening Room, joined with my friends, Dace,
Alice. Hey, yo.
Joe, playing Axel.
Hello.
And John, playing Herbert.
Hello.
What's up? Boring, John.
Dudes.
I had to be the only normal one.
I noticed you took Axel a different way this time.
I just thought I would bring up my my background character, who is a professional yodeler.
Would you care to give us a sampling of your trade?
I'm afraid that's only on the Super Patreon.
I think I'm subscribed. I can actually pull up my receipt.
Well, so you're gonna need to consume that on Super Patreon, which is separate from Patreon.
Oh,
I'd like to remind you,
Joe, if you're gonna pull a gag, you gotta lean into it. This is the lesson.
Of Super Patreon. The fact of the matter is that when I did that, when I said hello right then, my voice almost cracked. So I know for a fact that if I did
leaned in.
If I leaned into it, you were just going to hear my voice crack.
Rather than a yes and or a no but, Joe pulled off the rare, yeah, me.
So, on the note of specific frequencies, did you guys know they looked into it this week and they found some interesting studies that
point to
Andy's gone.
Andy perfect froze. Timing. Oh god.
My internet.
Oh man.
For anyone listening, apparently John's having some internet issues.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah. He's building so much good.
All right,
he's back.
I'm back.
Go ahead.
At least it's going to be amazing, cuz on the recording it's going to continue. I'm going to be like, "Oh, and that's my
You're going to be talking."
Yeah. They discovered this week that there's a frequency which happens to be the resonant frequency of your eyeball, which is 18 hertz. And this is a frequency that you can induce on humans, and they get weird ghostly visions.
Oh.
And
what?
Feelings of dread and terror.
I thought you were going to say you can do a frequency and your eyeballs pop.
No.
Like explode.
Maybe. It is the resonant frequency.
I think when people get microwave, that's what happened.
So, yeah, true.
It just depends.
There's
on
already
the
a way for that. It's called the microwave.
Yeah, we already have something for it. Wait, but so
it's interesting.
Feelings of dread?
Uh-huh.
It reminds me of that conspiracy. It's like the something, like all these diplomats were in a Central American country and they all had this weird headache around the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? What was that, like, conspiracy thing?
I don't think that is a conspiracy. I think they were actually proved that there was a Russian operation to basically zap people with some type of weird radiation from a distance, and it made people sick.
Yeah.
I think?
That's what I remember having read. But
am I perpetuating a conspiracy theory?
Could be.
What?
Yeah. That's like, what that reminds
that's great
me of,
news.
At least.
But like,
I'm
that,
really glad they're working on this problem.
Me too. But imagine the possibilities. Like, you can start a haunted house, and you just need to run this frequency at everybody, and it will be terrifying, and they will see shit because their eyeball jelly is jiggling, and it makes ghost visions.
So is that what happens? Like they're just like, you're kind of getting this weird double vision almost because your eyes are vibrating?
Yeah. That's part of it.
Oh, man.
Why stop there? Let's also drug them with acid.
Yes. Into the house. Correct.
We're just going to fill the atmosphere with a mild
psychoactive agent. Good.
We're just going to turn this into one of the vaults from Fallout. Like,
yes.
And then you have to sit in this room and do hot yoga for an hour before you enter the haunted house, and you're good to go.
They get in there for the ultimate haunted house experience. They go in there dehydrated, they're high, and their eyes are wiggling out of their head.
Okay, this is a gold mine.
And we tie a fishing rod to their head that has a Taco Bell taco dangling from it.
Like in front of them? Like they have to chase after it?
Yeah, that they can never reach.
Well, that's just sadistic.
Yeah, come on. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Too far, man.
Can you imagine a Doritos Logos taco just out of your reach?
What's the worst torture thing I can imagine?
I think what the torture for me would just be seeing it in front of me. I don't get good vibes from Taco Bell anymore.
Wait, do you mean to tell me you don't like a Doritos taco?
I don't crave Taco Bell, no.
Well, I don't crave it either, but if someone put one of the Doritos tacos in front of me, I would definitely fuck it up.
I don't know.
You heard it here first, folks.
It's hot takes.
It's real groundbreaking stuff. Well, speaking of the worst thing that people have ever seen.
I thought it was applicable. It made
I was
sense.
Taking a sip of my coffee. I wasn't prepared for the banner to stop cold right there. I would like to say speaking of Taco Bell, but I doubt there'll be any Taco Bell in this session. So I'll just go right ahead.
There's nothing like the warm comfort of knowing that you're going to have a bowel explosion later. You know, it's just, it's dependable, it's reliable.
You know what your evening's going to be
you
like.
You know what's going to happen, unlike in our Music from a Darkened Room game.
Speaking of perpetuating falsehoods, that's the real conspiracy theory that needs to be put to rest. That's it. I've never once shat myself after having eaten Taco Bell. Never even felt close.
You just have gut. Well, you know, like we probably shouldn't just talk about what foods make us shit ourselves. Now that I think about it, I'm not sure if this is what the people want.
Like
hear.
A podcast level, or because it's too much information. Where are we operating here?
On this, I was hanging out with Dace and his roommate the other night, and they were talking about fucking the chocolate chili. What do you call it? What's the chocolate? What's the chili that people put chocolate in? And I was like, so what was someone sitting here thinking? I got meat and beans. What can I add to this to make absolutely sure I'm going to shit my pants? Let's just dump some chocolate in there too.
Just put some mild stimulant on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What? Well, how has this happened?
This was not my fault. I just want to state it on the record. This was not my fault.
No, you started this. This is like the butterfly effect. You know, you say one thing about vibrating eyeballs, and now here we are.
Okay. Let's get to it.
Let's get to it.
What happened last time? Y'all were in the midst of still trying to escape 1206 Spooner Ave. You were in the middle of a fight with this giant hybrid monster owl thing that came from the chimney.
I'm gonna go with owl zombie.
Owl zombie. Good description. You're trying to take this thing down. You took it down once, and you saw it go back to being a normal size owl, but then Axel had the bright idea of throwing it into the trunk, and it seems once it crossed a certain line, this thing came back to this giant owl zombie thing. So y'all had to handle that. Herbert ran in the house again, experienced some more nasty things in there. He was felt like he was choking on gas. Doors were closing behind him. Locking in front of him, rather. But y'all finally made it out of there. Killed the owl. And as you drived away, it seemed to change back to a normal-sized owl. So you're not sure, you know, this whatever's going on here might extend a little bit past the house. How far, we don't know exactly.
We did talk about the occult survey crew to get a real good idea.
That's always an option. Might be ringing those guys up this session. It's early in the morning. Y'all have had absolutely no sleep or barely any sleep. And you kind of decide to go visit Emil Yarrow, the parapsychologist that was teaching at Fulton College in the next town over, because that's kind of what originally lured Alice to this house, is she thought she saw someone his size making ruckus in the house. And can't have a loose end like that going around a place like this. So you decide to go to the college. You interrupt his lecture. And, you know, you kind of try to shake him down, but from what y'all can tell, he looks well-rested. He seemed to be his normal self, even though he's a bit odd. Then he kind of turns it on you guys and is like, so why are you guys look so, you know, look like you haven't had any sleep? I mean, do you need my help or not? I forgot what exactly Axel was rolling something, and he used
to persuade him. He wanted to try and...
No, I used a push.
Intimidate.
I pushed and then rolled a fumble on the push.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not sure it was a persuasion or intimidation or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Maybe to find absolutely sure if this guy had anything to do with that house last night. Fumbled, which kind of sent Axel into a sort of panic state, a mild panic attack, in which he saw an old woman crossing the green out in the window beyond the lecture hall, and just smiled at him, and y'all kind of got huddled together, ran back into the lobby area, and you had all these students just staring at you, and I think you snapped out of your panic attack, and you're like, maybe we should just head out of here.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think the most interesting thing is that all it takes is an old woman smiling at him to to really break.
Did Axel recognize the old lady?
I don't think I did. I don't think we've encountered anything like that except mention of it in, what is her name? Yasari.
Yes, you recently got hold of
her journal.
Journal. And I believe one of you took the time, was it Herbert, to read it? Because it was in Arabic, so
yeah, it was Axel and Alice while Herbert was getting his fingers.
You find out from this journal that she's a recent transplant to Meadowbrook, daughter of a wealthy family from. I'll just read the whole thing.
UAE, right?
Yeah.
We'll check.
She had fallen in love with the house.
First diary. Yeah.
Right. While taking a break from State University. For years, she was obsessed with the house, even making outrageous price offers on the house. The previous owner suffocated upstairs in 2014, and then the house went on the market. She purchased it. Then the Isri spent 2 months in the frantic decoration, which involved heavy spending on local antique shops. She became a bit of a famous figure in the area, then suddenly she became a recluse. Oh, I'm just reading the Isri's, my bad. The diary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other diary, the introduction mentions that she was having continued dreams of an old woman.
He's always leaves us wanting more.
Terrifying dreams of every time. Woman trapped behind the glass in the master bedroom.
I know I pasted the diary in here. I'm trying to find it now.
You did. It's somewhere. But I think that what was it? It's a small faux leather journal, 57 pages of cramped writing, recollections of the house, include a vision of a little boy, Anton Tur, continuing dreams of an old woman, two dreams of a different woman trapped behind glass in the master bedroom, and near the end, Izari slept in the den and avoided the master bedroom. The last entry in the diary says, I understand now why I came here. I am home.
That's going to be awkward, because yes. I just explained all of that while I was lagging. So thank you for doing it again, Joe. I'm looking forward to the recording, overlaying our two versions.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a nightmare.
Just vote for the one that's better.
You know, I was thinking about when I put it together, I'm just going to play them both at the same time.
Yeah.
And just...
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I really... set the atmosphere, so, the cacophonic.
Two things. I think we have a date with the antiques dealer.
Right, we were supposed
Elizabeth
to hear back.
Elizabeth Tucker.
that what you guys are thinking?
You said two things, right?
Yeah.
Was it just the one thing?
And, we need to
and
go
you said two?
Get Taco Bell.
And Taco Bell. This is an Arby's podcast, I'll have you know. Unless they're owned by the same company, then I guess that's okay.
How big is this town? Are there any fast food joints, Brad? And can you describe which ones, please?
Sure. There's Taco Bell and Arby's right next to each other.
So we have to choose.
Oh, God.
And Fulton. Just on your way out of town, right before you hit the highway.
Well, I think that we... So we're supposed to hear back from her, but I know something that... That Dace had mentioned, and this is, you know, Axel will be like, you know, Alice, you had mentioned that we need to, probably go about getting a new van. And he, like, looks up at the, you know, the hole.
Yeah, that would probably be smart.
Yeah. And, oh, and we did send off, we sent off to have the code over the phone, that weird code we were hearing on the phone decoded. That was Herbert's folks, but then also Axel had kind of phoned home to his Delta Green people, like, hey, we need contact with Summer. We need like a back door to Summer's.
Right. You kind of delegated a couple tasks, and I'm going to say that happened about an hour ago. So,
okay.
You know,
so
maybe some time there getting that information ready for you.
Yeah, so we need to see about getting a different vehicle if we're going to be going back to Meadowbrook. We definitely, and it was, like I said, it was something that Alice had brought up last time. I don't know how much you want to go into it, Brad, about us renting another van, you know?
I don't even know how to deal with currency or anything like that. We'll say, the only thing this does, I would like to hinder y'all a little bit, you know, have some, we'll say it takes a little bit long if you want to do that. The shop says it's going to be about 3 hours. So this is, we're talking about, you know, late lunchtime, about 1 o'clock by the time y'all get the car back. So that's half a day gone.
Mm. We should do something in the meantime.
So there's a way you can like call in favors, or you can spend your own money for a standard expense, and a rented van is a standard expense per.
Well, let's just do this. Yeah, let's just do with the rules. Okay. It's a standard expense because I don't know what you're gonna get into. I mean, y'all might want to get a bazooka next time y'all go into the house.
Yeah. So according to this, you can roll for standard expense. You can roll an intelligence times 5 to see basically if you have the cash. So that's if it's all right with you, I can do that for Axel.
Okay.
How does that make sense? Are you rolling to count your money?
I think you're rolling to see like, do you have the money put back? Kind of like, do you have it, like, spare? Do you have liquidity? Yes.
Roll liquidity in our new
that
Delta
is a
Green.
One, a critical, under 75. Yeah.
There's a bazooka in the
Axel's
van,
loaded.
Baby.
There's a bazooka in the van. Yeah, no, I'll say, okay, you guys get, he's like, actually, we have, you know, this great model. It's got four-wheel drive. Like, it's more of a giant SUV than a van.
Okay.
So every driving role you'll have in this car, you'll have advantage are like
plus 20. Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Epic. Yes. And the bazooka, right?
Like Axel walks in there and the guy at the front desk is wearing a bandana, glasses, and has a handlebar mustache. And they just make sounds at each other, just ooh.
Yeah. Brother, I got this car for you here.
And Alice just looks over at Herbert and raises an eyebrow.
It's like one of those, you know, it looks like a fucking, what do you call it? Secret Service, like, big SUV.
Okay, nice.
Black.
Oh my god. Windows. No, this is exactly... This is what we prophesied. This is the Spider-Man situation. Ooh! Ooh!
Ooh!
Ooh! Yeah!
Ooh! Alright, so yeah, we... Okay, then I guess we need to... Like, is there anything else that you guys think we need to do? Is there anything else we need to do in this town? Or before we head back? We got our boys' fingers back in place. We...
Axel, that vehicle is beautiful. What are you going to call her?
I have to think on it.
That's fair. Important decisions need time.
Yeah. I think I'll call her Maxine.
Oh, Maxine.
I'm sorry, but you're aware that my friend is called Maxie. Are you just ripping off my friend's name?
I have not seen your character sheet, therefore I'm not privy to the name of your friend.
She's breaking our code. We did it like 10 minutes ago.
I wasn't privy to that. It's a coincidence. Hairpin, not a big deal.
I won't tell Maxie. We need to go visit Elizabeth, I think. She's maybe our best hope of, I don't know, connecting the dots. And I don't know what to make of your vision thing there, Axel, if you told us about
it. Me neither. But it sounds like Yasari dealt with something similar. Alice, you got any better ideas than us just heading back to the antique dealer?
I'm very curious to know more about these rituals that took place in the house to try to save, what's her name?
Yeah.
Specifically about the underlying cause of why these things are happening in the house. Why is it polluted?
Why is it the whole property?
Well, we could also run an experiment. I have a scientist friend of mine, and we could maybe just inch towards the house with any dead creatures that we find and just keep seeing what the threshold is over time.
Yeah, I did make the joke about getting a bucket of chicken and just...
That's psychotic.
Colonel Sanders forms.
Inching forward, eating a bite at a time.
I forgot about that horrific, horrific suggestion.
All right.
It's kind of like in Ghostbusters when they're like, let's think of the least scary thing that could kill us, and it's like the giant marshmallow dude.
What about... All right, let's go talk to Elizabeth, and then maybe while we're there...
Pick up some roadkill.
Yeah, or something. Okay. It'll take us...
A bucket of dead weasels.
Wait a second. Is there a weasel killing operation around here? I don't understand.
It's weasel season.
Oh, shit, already?
Did I never tell you about my passionate hobby as a weaseler?
Hey, don't give me ideas.
All right, let's All right, I'm driving.
Okay. Very nice car, Axel. Like, you feel like if that biker comes up again, you got him.
I'm gonna fuck him up this time.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that guy.
Forgot about that guy.
You know,
we still have the license plate. We can get it run.
Let me run that quick.
Yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing Hairpin could do.
Mm-hmm.
How about a...
Is there...
I don't actually know what to roll for this. You tell me, Brad.
Let's see. What's... Let me look at a character sheet.
I'd love to say computer science because it's so damn high, but it doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, you're literally accessing systems.
Law.
Why not both?
I mean, computer science will work if you're looking it up. Law, bureaucracy maybe, but that might be more when you're talking to someone.
Yeah.
Let's
that
go.
Is a failure on
that's a failure.
Computer science. A terrible failure.
They just updated their firewall.
Oh.
It's
I'm locked out.
It's his two typing fingers that were damaged.
Yeah.
He's a finger pecker. He doesn't actually know how to type.
Yeah, with the with the messed up fingers, you know.
But wait, wasn't it his ring and his pinky?
Yeah,
so
but
he
you need
does
those.
He type with his
Also, it was on the same hand, so he pecks, but with two fingers on the same hand. Is that what we established?
Basically, he tries to get into the system, but he can't hit the enter key.
Can I don't know, like, while we're driving, or is it too much while I'm driving for Axel to give it a go?
You might want to wait till you're
parked. Okay.
For the driver to give it a go.
And that's Alice, responsible.
Puts Moonlight Sonata on the stereo.
Axel doesn't stop it, but he is just he has like both hands on the wheel, and he turns the rearview mirror where he can look at Hairpin and is like raising an eyebrow like.
Hairpin's just gonna be like, Alice, why? why?
And Alice stares
so
out
much.
The passenger window and broods.
Classic brood.
She broods moodily.
Mood
put on, you put on the music, and I assume everyone thinks it's a bit odd, but doesn't stop you. Then you feel a nip at your wrist, and you look down. And you're holding the razor that was in your pocket.
Axel!
And you slashed your wrist.
Axel, emergency!
Your wrist a little bit.
Oh!
I'm gonna roll d4 for damage.
Oh my god!
Okay, isn't a vision. This is actually happening.
Can I reach over and try and take it from her?
You come out of it, like, you know what it is, but you're, like, bleeding pretty bad. Like, it was, like, you know, in a very sensitive spot.
Oh my god.
Axel, did you roll damage
she's
already?
Cut us off.
Two damage.
Two. Take two.
Yeah, Axel slams on the brakes, punches the stereo to turn it off.
Alice, can you attend to yourself? Are you okay? Is she like...
It's like I was in high school again. I felt very sad and I wanted to play sad music and then I wanted to cut myself. This is the true curse of the house.
Jesus.
Emo.
It's just a weird emo house. That's all it is.
It's truly an emo house.
Jesus Christ, Alice. She like do like a first aid on herself, or does someone else have to do it?
Yeah, she could.
Let's see. Roll first aid. What is that?
A success.
Success. And I've forgotten the first aid rules from last session.
It is a 1d4.
Yeah.
So you might be able to heal yourself up completely for it. God.
Four.
Oh.
Three. Okay. You're good.
This nice. Worked nicely.
Wasn't as deep as you thought it was. You're able to bandage yourself up. You got plenty of gauze in the car.
Oh my god.
Some really good band-aids.
Alice, can I see that blade?
Razor that you picked up in the house. That already had previous blood on it, and now it has your blood.
Alice throws it at Hairpin like a ninja star.
Catches it with his mouth.
He throws it out the window. And then looks at her and says, "What the hell are you doing?"
Oh, did you actually throw it out the window?
I throw it out the window.
Okay, it's on the side of the highway now. And I'm sure it won't show back up.
Nah.
Hairpin, that was contraband. That was possibly a tainted weapon.
All I know is that without you two, I'm not making it out of here. So it is absolutely in my interest to just keep you idiots, dare I say. And it kind of like raises an eyebrow to see if Axel reacted that alive.
Axel is just driving. He's like, he looks at Hairpin kind of hard. And he's like, kid's right. I don't know, Alice.
Okay. No more classical music then.
sense.
That's my point,
I think.
And he cranks up some 90s Chemical Brothers hacker music.
Alright, we're almost to the antique dealer, guys, and after that, we gotta get some sleep. But fuck, we're gonna have to talk about that too.
Alright. Made your way. Only a little bit of blood spilled in this new vehicle. To Meadowbrook. Y'all are going straight to the antique dealer Elizabeth Tucker.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pull in. Nothing unusual. Same store. You can go inside. I guess you navigate your way to her office, and she's waiting for you there.
Okay. Yeah, we do not look well, I imagine. we might have splashed off our faces in, in a sink in the gas station or something. But Herbert has
two fingers
bandages.
Missing.
Has well, they're there now, but they're all bandaged.
What
still.
Do you do? They're all in a cast. Do you get two big finger, chunky finger casts now?
I don't know. I just imagine it's all
that's a great question.
Like a big bundle of Curlex, which is that puffy bandage to just protect you from bumping it against stuff.
Fine.
And Alice is probably covered in his blood from trying to help initially with the wounds.
I imagine
got
we've probably
bandaged on her wrist.
We've probably thrown on some decent clothes, decently clean clothes, but she now has a bandage on her wrist. Axel had a panic
Axel's
attack
got,
earlier.
Seeping he's probably blood as well from the front, you know. He maybe flexes a bit hard and the owl
we're not,
scratch
we're not doing
comes
great.
Out.
And the bags under Axel's eyes are pretty significant. We're frazzled.
So y'all come up, office in the back, typical antique store in the front, bunch of junk everywhere. Knock on the door, she's typing, in her office. She's just a minute. And she looks up. Oh my God. She's come in, close the door.
And
we come in, we close the door.
Have I met her?
On the way in, Axel picks up a little set of Russian nesting dolls and just starts fiddling with them.
What'd you say, Herbert?
Has Herbert actually met Elizabeth?
Yeah, you were here.
I can't remember timeline. Was I here? Okay.
Yeah. She's the hell happened to you? You know what? I actually don't want to know. I know how this goes. Don't tell me a thing. I'm here to find you. Who had some antique furniture from the house?
Yeah, we also heard this Isari person, the last one who owned the house. We heard that she bought a whole bunch of stuff as well.
Yes, I do remember her buying up some furniture from me. But the only thing I was able to track down was one resident, and she still lives here. I think she purchased an end table from an estate sale or something like that. What I have in my records.
Okay.
Emily Harrison.
Emily Harrison. Is that ringing any bells for y'all?
No. Jean, are you making a new thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily Harrison. Okay, you have an address?
I do. She gives you the address. She says it's an older lady, and she had purchased this end table, I believe, back in 1956.
1950? Right after the Wheelers. Unless I'm mistaken.
Let me check. She looks at her notes. She's like, yes, that was the final years of the original owner, I believe.
Yeah.
Maybe she knew them personally.
Purchased an end table. Anything? Do you remember anything of... Well, no, you wouldn't. You just have records of it.
Definitely before my time.
Do you know... You don't know anything about this table besides it's... And just something beside your couch? Is that it?
Seems to be... Small, she gives you the measurements. There's nothing abnormal about the measurements. A decent sized table. I can continue looking if you want. There might be more, but the records are all jumbled up, you know, with this place. It's not completely typical. I had to dig pretty deep to find any estate sale on this spot.
What's there? Yes, what's special about this table?
We would appreciate it if you keep looking.
I don't know if there is anything special. You know.
It's the only lead we've got. Thank you, Elizabeth. Your work is really appreciated by our organization.
Right. I have been trying to call you.
Yes. I had to get a different phone.
Okay.
Would it be reasonable to have picked up a different burner between now and then? Because we don't want to use the weird cursed burner that we got.
Surely, I'll just
y'all
give
can,
him my
you can
number.
Go do it now.
Yeah, or Hairpin probably has an encrypted device as a, you know, someone who's into not being found on the internet.
Liz, do you want to, like, have my number? Here's my number. And he starts blushing profusely.
It's for professional
right.
uses.
Yeah.
Business.
How about you guys call me?
Alright, how about we call
you? Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It makes way more sense.
Okay. Like I said, I don't want to know what's going on, anything about this. You call me tomorrow, maybe check in on a daily basis, and I'll let you know if I find anything.
All right. Yeah, keep looking into this. Anything more you can find. Yeah, that's... All right.
Had you met Isari?
Sorry, she... Obviously, I heard of her passing, and... You know, I saw her in here buying furniture. As far as I know, that furniture is still in the house. I don't think there's been any estate sales. I didn't meet her personally, but I know of her. One of my workers, I think, checked her out.
Okay. Alice, you got anything else?
No. Say we go... give this lady a visit.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll be in touch.
Yeah. You make it out of there. Is that where y'all are heading now? I don't want to say you have another burner unless you take the time to do it, or actually has that on his item list as whatever. His okay. whatever his profession is.
Like I said, I definitely destroyed my phone. Yeah. So I mean, we can go grab another, you know, burner.
You just, yeah. I mean, stop at a don't gas station sell burner
sell,
phones.
Like, shitty
burners. Yeah, I mean, you can get,
We'll go grab. We'll get some of those. What are those? Those taco roll things. We'll get some food.
Stop at the come and go, get some of that
Eatos.
Food under that hot roller.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's taquitos. And then we'll pop over and let's check out Emily Harrison. She must be older. I mean, if she purchased this thing in 56.
One would think.
You know, she must be quite, you know, she was of purchasing age of things. In 56, so that puts her at what? She should be, assuming she was 20 years old, she should be fucking 90. She should be in her 90s.
Mm. Is that how old you have to be to purchase an end table legally?
I mean, yeah, I just imagine she would be in her 20s, right? At least.
At least here.
Yeah, in this country.
It's how should we play this?
I think, you know, like, really and truly... We are looking into the Arthur Dunnelly situation. That is not unknown to the local authorities. We did find a table in his storage unit. I think it would be reasonable to say, hey, we heard that you also had a table from this same place and we were just looking into it. We just heard, you know, something. We're just looking into it.
I would really like to ask if she knew the family.
Absolutely.
I was more talking like, should we go in strapped, like body armor,
no.
Shotguns?
Well, I mean, we could probably just wear our normal vest with like our FBI jackets over the top, like going real official-like.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. I just don't want her to turn into a baby owl zombie.
Speak for yourself.
It's just my game.
That's so weird.
All right. Well, shall we, gentlemen?
Let's do it.
Can I get something, like, not a gun? Do you have anything maybe non-lethal or non-loud? Do you have a quiet gun?
Well, you threw my fucking razor blade out the window.
We actually did get a crowbar, but it looks weird to be walking around with a crowbar, to be frank.
Fine. Axel, you back me up on that goddamn razor blade, okay? She's giving me shit about the thing she almost killed herself with. It's like if
don't bring Axel into this.
That knife.
No,
if
you
I
look
kept
at me.
Knife,
you
gotta,
you look at me in the
you
eyes.
Gotta fight your own fights on this one, man. Sorry.
God damn it.
So this is exactly what y'all have done. Y'all have gone to the gas station, got some food, and got another phone.
Yeah.
Now you're heading to Emily Harrison's.
I'm still waiting to hear back from the hacker contact and from the Delta Green people.
Right. All right. You follow the address. It is a very... It's on the outskirts of the town.
Isolated, would you say?
Barely, but, you know, it's not like the house is... There's still houses around this house. about like, you know, it's countryside. So you can see half a mile down the other way is some neighbors. You pass a big church on the way there. And, yeah, it's an older house.
Sort of like one of those, like an old giant Cadillac sitting out front.
Yeah, old person car in front, you know, brick, quaint, older looking house.
Okay.
Let's approach in three solid knocks on the door.
Three federal knocks.
Three federally sanctioned knocks.
Yeah, that have the weight of the United States of America behind it.
The Secretary of Absolute Defense personally sanctioning these federal knocks.
There's one knock for United States of America.
And do we each like tap in to do one at a time?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Give three hard, solid knocks, and you see like a woman peek out from behind the curtains.
And like I would, and I really do think that we would have like our FBI jackets on, like, because we're now like we're using that as an official thing, you know.
Right.
Herbert gives like a timid wave.
I imagine Herbert's FBI jacket is like a large,
it's so
and it just envelops him.
It's just like, hi.
You see someone look through the shades, and she's like, someone muffled talking, and she comes up to the door, opens the door. She's like, "Hello, oh my, welcome. How can I help you, fellas?"
Good afternoon, ma'am. My name is Agent Jericho. These are Agents Sybil and Hairpin. We're with the Federal Bureau of Investigations. Want to know if we could ask you... Oh, no, ma'am, you're not in trouble. We're just wondering if we could ask you a little bit about a recent loss in the town and... And also, you know, just some questions about the town. We understand you lived here quite some time.
Oh, yes, all my life. Yes, why don't you come in?
He gives you, Axel, a big smile.
Ooh. Well, and Axel's like, he's like 6.5 feet tall. You know, he's just...
She doesn't look like the lady that caused... Oh, Axel to have a breakdown, does she?
Oh.
She's not that lady, but, you know, you get a little...
All olds look the same.
Whoa! Whoa!
It isn't too far off from that smile you got.
Okay.
At college, you get a little shivers up your spine.
Oh, no.
I just...
Whether those are good shivers or bad shivers, I'll let you decide.
I just want to let you know, in the chat, Atomic Scissors just dropped in all caps, shoot her.
Shoot her!
So yeah, we go in. I assume it smells a little bit musty. Just a little bit.
You know...
Mothballs?
Very dated furniture. You know, she's got china cabinet. She's got she says, what should I make for you fellas? Tea? I have orange juice. Milk. I know growing boys need milk.
Oh, I'll take a milk.
Could you make us a Sunday roast?
Well, I was gonna cook something later, have my church members over for dinner. You're welcome to stay. I have one milk.
I'll take a milk as well.
Two milk?
Could you maybe take the thing that you're going to make for your church members?
And yes, here we go.
She goes to the kitchen and starts shuffling around.
I like this lady. She's got some sass. So as she goes, as soon as she goes to the kitchen, he's going to turn to these dudes and be like, he's like, spread out. Look around. And he's going to kind of head towards what appears to be a living room and, like, look around, see if we can lay eyes on this end table.
Very small house, kitchen, living room, dining room, maybe two bedrooms in the back.
Computer?
One story?
So, one story.
Okay.
Can we just roll general search rolls, or do we need to choose, like, specific rooms that we're individually searching?
Do a search roll in a room that you want to search in.
I'm looking for a computer, and I find none.
An ancient computer.
I'm going to do a search. I'm gonna search roll in the bedroom for Alice, and it's a fumble.
It's
shit.
A fumble.
Oh, and no. I've got a really high search, too.
And Axel got a successful search just in the living room.
Found her weed stash.
So, John, you rolled a failure for a... You're looking for a computer and just around the house?
Yeah.
Sorts. Find no computer, no big desktop anywhere. Joe, you roll successful in the living room. There's a coffee table, you know, an old TV on a stand, old couch. Like I said, some china set up. Nothing seems odd about any of this that you can tell. Alice, you completely open the door and she has a walker in front of it and a bunch of shit crashes off her desk in her bedroom.
Oop.
Days. Alice, sorry.
Yeah.
And she walks in. She's like, I got that milk for you. And then all the shit crashes in the back of the house. Oh. Just sees Axel there. What was that?
Oh, I think Sybil was looking for the bathroom.
It's a raccoon.
I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
Actually,
I'm sorry. It's a raccoon. or all those raccoons you have in this house have escaped.
Probably one of the two.
Don't worry
okay.
about it.
It was like shaking.
She's probably looking for the bathroom. Here, let me take that. Let me take that from you, ma'am, please.
Yes. I'll go check on her and make sure the raccoon didn't get her. And he'll
Thank
join.
Thank you, Hairpin.
Well, this talk of raccoons makes me jittery. Had a bad experience with one.
She's like, let yourself sit down.
You have a lot of raccoon-centric experiences in your background. No. No, I want to talk about this.
Oh, it's nothing. Can I ask, what can I help you fellas with?
Well, is it Mrs. or Miss Harrison?
It's Mrs. Harrison, Miss Harrison, my partner, husband passed away around 10 years ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that. Mrs. Harrison, have you ever, do you know anything about, the house at Spooner Street?
Oh, 1206.
Yes, ma'am. I understand you've lived here quite some time. Perhaps even knew the Wheelers?
Oh, I was very young then.
Really?
Yes. I've known about every resident that's come through there. Tragic place, that is. Always stirs up some gossip around the town whenever something happens. Is that what this is about? The boy that... young man that died there recently.
Yes, Mr. Donnelly. Arthur. Did you ever meet him? He was a local as well.
I might have met him when he was about knee-high to a grasshopper, but haven't talked to him since he was a man.
Hmm. Well, what could you tell us about the Wheeler family? I understand that something happened to the wife. She was ill, I believe.
You think? A while.
I believe she was knocked before that. Isabel knocked.
Yeah, she had a husband.
Correct.
He fell ill, I remember, but... well, that was even before my time. When I knew her, she was her... and another woman lived there.
Excuse me?
Yes, ever since her husband passed, she lived there with another woman from... oh, where was she from? Overseas somewhere, I don't know exactly. But they lived together for quite a while, and...
her husband died before her.
Yes, I do believe so. I never met him. Like I said, I was very young.
Okay, and he lived... and then Isabel lived with another woman in the home.
Yes, I always thought she was odd. I can't remember her name. That was the last, you know... ah, yes, I remember. I believe my mother bought a piece from her around the time of her passing, and I've still got the piece, and that was my last... involvement with the house specifically. Ever since then, on all the shenanigans that have happened around there, I don't like to go near it.
Do you happen to have this piece, handy? I'd love to see it.
Sure. Was there three of you when you came in?
Yeah, I was... pops her head around the door frame at that moment, and she's like, this woman from overseas that I was living with, Miss Wheeler, what did she look like?
You say overseas, was she white?
Did she have an accent?
Yeah, she had a funny accent, that's for sure. Like I said, I was very young. Like her scared me.
Scaring you, you say?
Yes.
Like was she like a xenophobia kind of thing, or just like a...
I don't know what that word means.
Okay.
She scared me, that's for sure. I didn't talk to her. None of the kids did.
What was scary about her?
None. She would say things. No, just spout out. I remember one time someone ran into her. The next day, the man fell ill. Oh. He had some...
physically ran into her?
Yes, like bumped some kind into of altercation. Been so long ago, but we just thought she had some kind of magical powers or something. You know how kids are.
Kids, right?
When you say overseas, you definitely don't mean Canada, right?
I'm old, not stupid.
Fair. There, Emily.
Canada's been around for a long time, Sonny.
It has been around a while.
Alice bites her tongue to keep from saying something ageist.
All right. Do you have that piece there, Miss Harrison?
Yes, it's this way. Gets up slowly, you know, holding the wall as she moves around and, you know, easing her way to the dining room. Says, this is it. You know, it's not, nothing's on it. It's kind of set to the corner. It's like something between like a small table and like a nightstand. Longer than a nightstand. Yeah, you see this, old
Alice is gonna roll a search roll on this fucking little table, and she's gonna crush it.
Awesome.
Critical. You critical did crush
success.
It.
A critical success, okay.
Okay. You, looking at this table, you basically, something, let's see.
She starts, like, tapping on it and, like, doing various patterns and holding her ear up to it to see if there's any, like, hollow compartments.
Mm-hmm.
Checking undersides of drawers.
You can tell the edges are, like, kind of painted with this, kind of different geometrics, this odd design, and look even closer, and you can tell around the table, you have to look very close, that there is, seems, the shapes are not just shapes, seems to be people dancing, and in front of these people is a large, dark man figure.
Spectacular.
He doesn't seem dancing. To have any face, and he seems to have a big horn instead of a head.
Herbert is looking at this thing, and he like turns to the old lady. Thank you for the milk, ma'am. Why the hell did you buy this thing?
No, her mother bought it.
My mother bought it?
Why?
It seems nice enough to me. Why?
Can we...
Oh, so they, like, she never looked closely at it.
Have you ever noticed the details on this table? These are images with the people dancing around a sort of a horny figure.
She puts her ring glasses on.
Watch your language. see. I've never... You mean you think these are people dancing around? I always thought they were just shapes.
Don't worry about it. Like, Herbert goes in front of it, in front of, like, her and the table.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mrs. Harrison, you've been incredibly helpful. This might seem a little bit odd. We are here, obviously, under official auspices, I have taken quite a shine to this table, though. I think it would look excellent in my study. But I know it might hold sentimental value for you. You wouldn't happen to be willing to part with it, would you?
I'll go no lower than $200. And she starts bargaining with you.
All right, Emily, I think we both know that $200 is not going to happen, all right?
As you guys are bartering, Alice, since you got a critical, that's not the only thing you notice. There's an odd shape on the front. Do y'all know what a triskelion, I think is what it's called, looks like?
No.
It's like, look it up if you have it, any symbol, but it's like that Celtic triangle thing.
The three whorls that are like in a triangle shape. It's like a Celtic kind of feel to it.
Yeah. Okay, yes, I've seen this before. Didn't know what it meant though.
It's not that shape. It's misaligned, but you think you can make that shape and move the top pieces kind of move around.
We would really like to buy this from you.
Axel, what are you doing haggling? Just pay her the money. This is clearly of the utmost sentimental value to her.
It's been in my family for a long time.
He's going to narrow his eyes at her. 150.
You know what? Honestly, I think it's worth more, ma'am. And Herb is just going to like...
And he's like towering over her, and she's looking up at him. And she's also got her eyes narrowed.
It's like the cover from Alien versus Predator. They're like looking at each other.
165.
160.
Deal. And she picks up the milk, and she wants you to chug her with the milk. Cheers with the milk.
So the next scene is us and then like it flashes to us like putting it in the back of the car, in the back of the van.
Everyone, after that cheers, everyone make an alertness check.
Brilliant.
Thought you were going to say level up, but okay.
Critical success for Axel. 22.
Failure for Alice.
Failure for Herbert.
You cheers. You know, she seems willing to give you sell you the stable. She's like, wait till the gals hear about this. And then Axel, you hear...
A motorcycle?
Yeah, and it sounds like the exact make and model of the one that was following you before.
Yeah, like he like...
Or was
it? He's just like shutting the back of the SUV, and he just like looks off in the distance and maybe catches just the briefest glimpse. Because it was a red motorcycle, is that right?
Black. All black. Black rider.
He just catches like the briefest of glimpse. He's like, uh-huh.
That seems like a good spot.
All right. Brad, very nice.
Very, very nice.
Yes.
Epic haggle, bro. Epic haggle.
Epic haggle, classic haggle.
I think as a super special, you need to edit together each of our attempts at speaking as old ladies and make like a super cut.
A super cut of us interacting with old folks.
Because we keep interacting with old folk.
Yeah. All right. I mean, that was super. Guys, thank you so much. Everyone listening, everyone watching, thank you for joining us. We always appreciate it. You want to get everything a week early? Head on over to Patreon. $3 a month. You help support us. It's all linked and whatnot. Something we do have coming up when we come back for Impossible Landscapes, which I think we might do next time we record. Mm-hmm. We actually have some fantastic character art provided to us by someone who we met, an artist by the name of KT.
KT!
And I cannot so wait amazing. To share it. Mm. And then also, for those of you who are watching... who are either watching later or watching live with us, we're going to be back here in just a minute, and I actually have a bit of a sketch from KT of this crew as well.
Excellent.
So yeah, but Brad, very nice.
Nice to y'all as well.
Well done.
Be right back.
Yeah, everyone live, stay tuned. We'll be back here in a bit. Listening, watching later, thank you so much for joining us, and Brad, take us out.
Stay safe and stay sane. Later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.